papers.
Okay. Good morning, and thank you very much for coming. May our learning be a merit. Levi Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bastav and Mordechai, and it should be a merit for Shimon Simcha Ben Penina Yehudis to have a Refuah Shalema. Okay, we fell a little bit behind. We're on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the last Mishnah of the chapter about the gifts given to the Kohanim. Says the Mishnah, Izeu Azroa. What is the Zroa which is given to the Kohanim? Min HaPerek Shelo Erkuva, from the joint of the knee, Ad Kaf Shel Yad, until the palm of the hand. In other words, it's two bones. It's two bones. If you look in the pictures that you have, there are really four bones in the leg. So it's from the knee. So it's not the bottom bone. And it's the next two bones on top getting till the shoulder. V'hu shel nazir. That's the same thing, which is the zroa of the nazir, which is waved. Now ukinegdo, now opposite it, in the back of the animal, beregel, in the leg of the animal, the rear of the animal, that's called the shok, those two bones. That's what's given to a kohen out of a shlamim. Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says, no, the shok is not two bones, the shok is only one bone. Min haperek shel irkuva, from the junction of the knee, ad sova shel regel. So it's only one of those two bones. Ezeu lechi. What is the definition of lechi? Which we know the kohen gets the lechayim. What's the cheek? Min haperek shel lechi, from the junction of the cheek, which is all the way up at the top, at the temples. Ad pika shel gargeres, until the top there of the trachea. Right, the area at the very top of the trachea. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Lidin Braisa, Hazroa. Whenever the Torah says, give to the Kohen the Zroa, since it says Hazroa with a Hey, Zezroa Yamin. That's a reference to the arm, those two bones with their meat and skin of the right. It's the right arm. Not Tomer Zezroa Yamin, you're saying it's the right arm, or you know, Zroa Smo. Maybe it's the left arm. Tamalama, that's what it says, the letter Hey, Hazroa, the Hey Hayudia, the right arm, the right arm, the important one, namely the right one. My Talmud, how do you derive it? Kedama Rav, as Rav used to say, Hayerech, the thigh, meaning Hamiyumenes, Shebiyerech. So Hachanam is here too. It says Hazroa means Hamiyuman Shebizroa. Means the important one of the different possibilities, namely the right. So if so, that the Hey, the definite article, Hazroa, Halachayim. So what does the Hey of Halachayim teach us? Halachayim Lamayas. What is that coming to teach you? So Lahavi, that's to tell you, Tzemer Shebirosh Kvasim, that even the wool that's on the head of the sheep, and Seyar Shebizakan Tiyashim, and the hair that's in the beard of the goats, that goes along with the lechayim, that goes along with the cheekbones that are given to the kohen. What do we learn from the word hak, from the hay of hakeva? Vehakeva lamayas. What does that teach you? Lahavi chelav shel gabi akeva. That tells the fat on top of the stomach. Vechalav shebetocha keva, and the milk inside of the stomach also goes to the kohen. I'm Rabbi Yeshua used to say, kohanim nagu bo ayin yafe. The kohanim have decided to be generous. And they don't take that fat that's above the stomach, and they let the owners have it. Time of the nagu, it's because they're acting generously. Hadla nagu, but if they didn't want to act generously, didehu, it would have been theirs. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to that braisa. Dorshei chamuros, those who interpret the difficult psukim, hayu omim, they used to say, how do you know that the what's given to the Kohen is the right arm, not the left arm. So they would say like this. We learned one explanation from the word, from the hay of Hazroa, the right arm. So the important one, meaning the right one. Others say like this. Hazroa keneged hayad. The whole reason why Kohanim are entitled to the arm is as a reward for the arm, for the hand of Pinchas. And when Pinchas went to kill Zimri and Cosby, he went with a spear in his right hand. V'chinom, as the verse says, v'yikach romach biyado, he took a spear in his hand. Ulochayayim, and the cheeks, is kineged tefila. That corresponds to the tefila that Pinchas prayed when he went to do what he did. So because he prayed, that's why the cheeks, the mouth, that goes to the Kohanim. The Chinomers, it says, Vayamu Pinchas Vayifalel. Pinchas stood and prayed. And Keva, the stomach, is Kimashma, obviously because he killed them in their stomachs. The Chinomers, it says, Vesu Yishal Kubasa. So if it's all a reward for what Pinchas did, Pinchas used his right hand, so therefore it's certainly the right arm.
Only the four legs are happening, not the back legs.
It's only one leg, the right
on
leg.
The right side of the traverse.
Front leg.
One cheeks and the stomach.
Now, Vitana Maisila Mehacha. Now, there's a third source. How do we know it's the right? And this is a Brisa. It says, Shok Hayamin Titnu La Kohen Mizivchei Shalmeichem, the right thigh give to the Kohenim from your Shlamim. Ainli Ella Shok Hayamin. So then I would only know the right thigh. Zroa Mukdashin. How do we know that the arm of the Karban El Nazir also Minayin? How do we know that that's the right? That's the verse says, Titnu truma la kohen, give a truma to the kohen. So the fact that it said truma, that's to say that when you have the zroa b'shela, the cooked arm of the nazir, that's also like the shok hayamin, and it's also of the right. It says yamin explicitly. So since it said shok hayamin, and it says truma, truma is to include something else, it's to say that the zroa b'shela is also the right. Zerah chulin minayin. How do we know that the arm of a regular chulin animal that's given to the Kohen is from the right? It's the right leg and not the right forearm and not the left forearm. Tamalom, it says in that verse about the shok hayamin, it says titnu, you shall give. Right? Shok hayamin titnu truma. So the extra word titnu, that's to say that something else also is yamin. And that is saying that the chulin gift is yamin, is from the right. Right, said the Mishnah, Zehu Lechi, what is the cheek? Min ha-perek shel lechi, from the top of the cheekbone, v'ad pika shel gargaris, until the pika of the trachea. What is the pika? The pika is that cover that's on top of the top ring of the trachea. Now, we learned in a Mishnah earlier that if you shecht a top of the of that top ring, you didn't shecht in the top ring, you were over the top ring, it's not a kosher shechita. So ask the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Notla, what's the gift of the cheek? It's the cheek. Ube shechita ima, as long together with an area of shechita. So if it's an area of shechita, it's more than the pika. You go down into the trachea too. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. The Rabbanan, Rabbi Chanina ben Tzignos. It's based on the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. In other words, there is an opinion, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who says that the shechita in that area above the top ring of the trachea is kosher. So he's the one who would say that when you give that area above the top ring, you're giving an area of shechita. The Tanis Linton Abraisa, Mugramis, when you have a shechita, the knife going out of position, psula, it's pasul. Hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Amugramis, Sheik Shera. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos said there was a certain type of a knife going out of position that's kosher. Which out of position is it? Namely, getting into this spot. The pika shel gargaras, the spot above the tabas agdolo, the spot above the top ring, according to Chanina ben Antignos, being in that spot is not enough to make it possible. You'd have to get higher than that. You'd have to get to the Shipua Kova for it to be possible. If you want, I could tell you, Hava Rabbanan, the Mishnah and the Braisa are both of the same opinion. And they hold that a Shechita above the Tabas Hagdola in the Pika is no good. Umay Ima, what did the Braisa mean when it says base Shechita Ima, the area of the shechita is with it, not with the cheek that's given to the Kohen, but rather ima de behemah, is with the animal that's not given to the Kohen. It's with the rest of the animal that is kept by the Israel. Hajin Allah be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach Perek Hazroa v'alachayayim v'hadra chalon. Okay, wonderful. Now we begin a new perek. Today's daf, page Kuf Lamed Hey, page 135 in Maseches Chulin. So, really, this is not about eating food, even though that was the theme of most of the Masechta, but it's really because since we mentioned in regards to eating food that there's certain parts of an animal that have to be given to a Kohen, so now we talk about another one of the gifts to the Kohanim, and that is called Reishis Hagez. When you shear a whole bunch of sheep together, its own, you're supposed to give some of the wool that you sheared as a gift to the Kohen. Listen, the Kohanim, they don't work, so we have to give them food. Right? They're learning Torah all day. They're not farmers. We have to give them food. We have to give them produce. We have to give them meat. And we have to give them clothing. How do we give them clothing? We give them wool. So we give them wool. They can make out of the wool clothing. So Reishis Hagez, this halacha of giving some of the wool to the Kohanim, knowing Baritz of a Chutzlar, it applies in the land of Israel and outside the land of Israel. Bifnei Abayis, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, v'shelo Bifnei Abayis, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. B'chuit, it applies to animals that are not holy, v'lo b'mikdash, and it doesn't apply to animals that are sacred. Now, Chomer Bezerah L'chaim V'keiva, maybe I just guess certain stringencies to the gifts from the cuts of meat, more than this gift of some of the wool. Shezerah L'chaim V'keiva, no gibbe bakor v'tzom. The gifts of Zerah L'chaim V'keiva apply to all types of animals, cattle as well as sheep. V'meruba uv'muat, it applies to whether you shecht one animal, muat, very limited, or a lot. However, Reishis Hagez, when we talk about the wool being given to the Kohen, Eino Noegel B'Ruchelos, it only applies to Tzon, it only applies to sheep. Eino Noegel B'Meruba, it has to be Tzon. The word Tzon means more than just a single sheep. A single sheep would be a Keves, an Aes. Tzon is a whole bunch of sheep, so it has to be that you're shearing a bunch of animals. All right, how many animals? Tamu Meruba, Beishame, Omishtei Ruchelos. Two. Once it's two, it's Tzon, it's already sheep. Shenemez, it says, Yichya ish eglos bakar ushtei tzon. A person will be able to live in the future with a single calf and two sheep. However, Bisil say no chamesh. It has to be at least five. Shenamas, the verse says, chamesh tzon asuyos. Five is made as tzon as sheep. Reb Dosa ben Harkin Omer, chamesh v'chelos. If you have five sheep and you have to be that gozos, it has to be that you're cutting out of each one, you're shearing off of each one a lot of wool. Mane, mane upras. It has to be that each one, the amount of wool that you take off of it, is a mana and a half. Then it's chayevel, spiritual gets. Then you have to give out of those 7.5 mana of wool, some of the wool to the Kohanim. However, if you don't get that much wool out of the sheep, then you don't have to give anything to the Kohanim. Chacham say no. Chamish rechelos, as long as you have five sheep that you are shearing the wool, then any amount, gozozos, kolshein, as long as anything of them is coming off, you have to give to the Kohen. All right. The Kama. Now, how much do you give to the Kohen? Kama nosin lo. How much wool does he get? He gets mishkal chamish shloim b'Yehuda. He gets the weight of five slatim in Yehuda. Now there was a difference between the coins of Yehuda and the Galil. So the weight of five slatim in Yehuda, Shein Esther slatim v'Galil. That's the same as the weight of 10 slatim in the Galil, because in the Galil their slatim weighed half of what the slatim weigh in Yehuda. Now when we talk about this wool, we're talking about wool which is meluban, right? When we talk about the five slime worth of wool, it means five slime worth of cleaned, whitened wool. The lotzoi, not wool that's still all dirty, because that would be heavier. In other words, enough, you have to give to the coin enough, because they last us be menu beged katzan, enough to make out of it a small garment. Shnemer, as the verse says, voracious gaze tzon cha titain lo. Titain lo, give to him, shehebok de matana. It has to be enough that would be a matana, a gift, enough wool that he could make a garment out of it. All right, another law, we saw this quoted often in Maseches Bava Kama. Lo hispik litnano. Let's say you didn't give a chance, you didn't have a chance yet to give the wool to the Kohen, ad shetzavo, and you've already painted it, you've already dyed it. So then pater, then you're exempt from giving, because through the dyeing, shinui kona, you've changed it from wool Now you've acquired it. Once you acquire it, so now it was stolen from him.
The same wool, different color, Rabbi.
Yeah, but apparently it's a new thing. It's changed into a new item. Shinui Kona. Libno velotzava, but let's say instead of dyeing it, you just whitened it. You didn't color it. Then chayiv, you still have to give to the kohen. All right, another law. Halokeach geiz tzono shalovit kochavim. Let's say somebody buys the shearings of wool of a Gentile. In other words, a Gentile owns the animal, and he says to the Gentile, I'm going to buy the wool off of that animal. So the wool is still on the animal. He hasn't bought the animal, he just bought the wool from the animal. So Patur Mereish is a guest, and now he's exempt from giving some of it to the Kohen. Halokeach geiz tzono shel chaveiro. If he buys the wool of his friend's animal, im shir hamocher, if the seller has left for himself some of the wool, then chayiv, then he does have to give reishis hagez. However, lo shir, but if the seller hasn't left anything to himself, then alokeach chayiv, then only the buyer has to give reishis hagez and not the seller. Hayulo shnei minim. Let's say the seller has two types of animals. Shkufos, he has these like brown ones, ulavanos, and white ones. Machar lo shkufos, and he sold to the buyer the wool of the brown ones, avalo levanos, but not the wool of the white ones. Or he sold to the buyer zacharim, the wool of the male animals, avalo nekevos, so not the female animals. So then, zenotin la'atzmo, zenotin la'atzmo. Then each one needs to give from his animals, from his wool share, he has to give to the Kohen, and one cannot be exempted through the gift of the other. Okay.
The Kohen had the right to sell his wool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, once it's his, it's fully his.
Money for other expenses in the
Yeah, once it's his, it's his.
Tuition.
All right, says the Gemara. What do we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said the Rishon's Hagez applies to Chulin, but not to Mukdashin. Bimukdashin, if it's sacred, then you don't give a gift to the Kohen from the wool. My time alone, why not? The answer is because the Pasuk says, Tzoncha, your sheep. Your sheep you have to give. Lo Tzon Hektish, but not the sheep that belong to Hektish. Says the Gemara, time because of Rachmana Tzoncha. The only reason why is because Hashem said Tzoncha. Rishon goes Tzoncha. Rishon gets Tzoncha, the beginning of the wool, the shearing of the wool of your sheep. But if not for saying your sheep, I mean, I would have thought that even that which is sacred, you have to give from its wool to the Kohanim. Really? But if it's sacred, you're not allowed to cut the wool. The pasuk says, "V'lotza goes b'chor tzonecha." You're not allowed to cut the wool of a firstborn sheep. And if you can't cut the wool of b'chor, you can't shear off a b'chor sheep. You certainly can't shear off a carbon or anything else. So Gemara says, you're right, Iba Kachim is Beach, if you're talking about the animals that are holy as karbanos. Hachanami, you're right. So we don't need a pasuk of Tzoncha. There's no permission to shear the wool. You certainly can't give any of it to the Kohanim. Hachab Mayaskin, here, what are we talking about? Bekachim Erekabayis. An animal that wasn't holy to be a karban. It was holy for its value, to use its value to repair the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, but even that, for Amr Lazar, but Lazar says, Kachi Beda Kabayis, if you have a sheep that's Kachi Beda Kabayis, Asurim Begizel Avodah Midra Abanan. You're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to work it, Midra Abanan. So Gemara says, listen, I would have said, Sakat HaDachamin, if I didn't have the Pasuk of Tzoncha, I would have said, Hol Mido Raisa B'nei Gizaninu, since Mido Raisa, you are allowed to take the wool. If somebody violated the Dindra Abban and he did take off the wool, he should give some to the Kohen. That's only the pasuk of that you can't. Soncha, you don't have to. Only your sheep you have to give the wool, but not the sheep of Hektish. So I said, I still don't understand. What do you mean you could give it to the Kohen? But it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Bedek Abayis. It's holy. How could you give it to the Kohen? So Gemara says, I would have thought, if I didn't have the pasuk of Tzoncha, I would have thought, Lifrok, you should redeem it, v'leisavle, then give it to the Kohen. So Gemara says, really, how could you do that? But to redeem it, v'abayi, ha'amada, v'haracha, you need to stand it up and assess its value. Once it's wool, you can't stand it up and assess the value. How do you stand up wool? So if you're going to tell me, that when something is holy for the sake of the repairs of the temple, then there's no need to stand up and assess it to redeem its value. Fine. But according to the opinion that Hayu, that even that which is holy with Bedek HaBayis, you need to stand up and assess. So Michael and Amar, so then what do I need this pasuk for? Amar Rabbani Be'apatish, Rishim Rabbianai, Hacha B'makadish Behemto, what do you need the pasuk for? If a guy, say, makes his animal holy, the Bedek HaBayis, for the repairs of the temple, Chutz Megizoseha, with the exception of its wool. He didn't make the wool of it holy. So if the wool isn't holy, so there's no need to assess the wool to redeem it. It's not holy. And that's what you would have thought, that wool has to be given, some of that wool should go to the Kohen, because that really he left for himself. That's what you need the Pasuk of Tzon, it has to be your sheep, not if the sheep belongs to the Bedek HaBayis. So Sal Kadai Tachmina would have thought to say, since the wool is still his, Ligzos V'Leisivle, let him, when he shears it, give some of it to the Kohen. My cross of that, I need the Pasuk Tzon Cha, Reishas Geis Tzon Cha, give the first of the shearings of your sheep, V'lotzon Shalektish, but not the sheep that doesn't belong to you, but belongs in the temple trust. Iyachi, if that's the case, Kachem is Be'ach Nami. So let's say the same thing should be true about a carbon. If somebody dedicates a carbon, except for the wool of the carbon, so then we should say that the pasuk says that since the wool was left for yourself, the pasuk is saying you would have thought you'd have to give some of it to the Kohen, but since the animal doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't give it to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, no, Kadshe Mizbeach, I wouldn't need to be talking about, wouldn't need that. Kachshi, if I left for myself the wool, I wouldn't be allowed to shear the wool off of a carbon that I made, because by shearing the wool, I would weaken the animal, and I'm not allowed to weaken that which doesn't belong to me, which already belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So I said, well, if that's the case, so also you're reducing the value when you take off the wool. So then what do I need the pasuk for? It's oncha. The answer is to Amar. If he said, chutz migiza, I'm making the animal holy for Bedek HaBayis, except for the wool that will be sheared off, and except for the kchisha, and except for the weakening of the animal when I do the shearing. So if so, kachem is be'ach nami. So if you made it, you can say it's talking about a carbon. You make a carbon, and the Amar, you say, this animal is a carbon, chutz migiza, except for the shearings of the wool, ukchisha, except for the weakening of the animal once I do the shearing of the wool. So that wouldn't help you, because afilu hachi, even so, Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If the animal is mostly a carbon, but the wool of it is not a carbon, then the whole thing becomes a carbon. The Kedusha spreads through the whole animal. I don't know how to tell you this. Rabbi Yossi says, V'alop Mukdashin, in regards to a carbon, a Omer, if a person says, Ragla Shalzu Ola, the leg of this one is an Ola, Kula Ola, the whole thing becomes an Ola. Vafilu Rabbi Meir Damer Ein Kula Ola, and even Rabbi Meir says, no, just the leg is an Ola, not the rest. Hanimili, that's only true. The Akdash Davar Shein Hanashama Tluyabo. If he consecrates an item that's not a core item, it's not an item that the life of the animal is dependent on. He didn't consecrate the heart. He consecrated just the leg. Avalam Akdash Davar Shein Hanashama Tluyabo. But if somebody consecrates the part of the animal that the life is dependent on, it, namely the heart or the brain, then Kacha, the whole animal becomes holy. So here, if you're going to say he made it a carbon, except for the wool and, you know, a little bit of its weakening. So the heart is included, the brain is included, so the Kedusha will spread through the whole thing. Okay, that's answer number one. Rava Amar, Rava said, another explanation in the Mishnah, what's our Mishnah talking about? When it says that there's no law of Reishis HaGez from Kadshim, B'maktish Giza Atzmaha, when a person just dedicated the wool, and it's not from the word Sonecha, because the sheep does belong to the Yisrael. It goes like this. To say, even though he made the wool holy, he should cut the wool, then redeem it, and give to the Kohen, because it is your sheep. That's what the pasuk says. And you should give the beginning of the shearings of the wool to him. What do you give to him? The shearings of wool. When you have something which is not holy, and all you're missing is the shearing, and then you could give, then you have to give. However, yatsa zebra, to exclude when the wool is made holy, that you have to shear it, redeem it, and then you could give it. Says the Gemara, according to this, elatzon chalamayasi, so what I need the pasuk tzoncha for? answers the Kiddatanya, I'm eating for the Braisa. Behemas Hashutfin, if you have an animal owned by partners, Chayev, you have to give from the wool to the Kohen. Chayev, Brisa, gets. Rabbi Loi, Pot, Rabbi Loi, exempts. My time is Rabbi Loi. What's Rabbi Loi's reasoning? Amar Kach, the Bazaar says, Tzon Cha, your sheep, the Lo Shel Shutfis, but not a sheep of partners. Okay, now what is the Rabbanah going to do with the word Tzon Cha? They disagree with this law. The Rabbanah will tell you, Lemute Shutfis, Ov De Kochavim, to say, if you're a partner with a Gentile, then you don't give out of that wool, Reisha Sages. Rabbi Loi, Shutfis, Ov De Kochavim, Minali, how does he know that a partner with a Gentile then exempts you from giving the Reisha Sages? Nafkaleh, he derives that Mereshit Dekra from the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk said, Reshis Degancha, the first of your grain you should give to the Kohen, that's Truma. And then it says, also Reshis Ages. So the beginning of your grain, Velo Shutfis Ovei Kochav, but not in a partnership with the Gentile. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will tell you, since it says Reshis Degancha, then it says Reshis Ages, the second racious hifsika inyan, that's to disturb it, that's to separate it from the first idea. And therefore I need a new source that in racious hages, a partnership with a Gentile exempts you. Rabbi Loi will tell you, I don't need a new source because the vav of viracious hadar arve then mixes it together. Okay, going to kuflam and hamid beis. Virabbanan, the Rabbanan will tell you, lo nichter vechmana, lo vav, lo racious. Hashem didn't have to tell you the vav or the racious, and then I would know that the two go together. Rabbi Loi will tell you, no, I did the Kedushas Damim, since in regards to Reishis Hages, it only has the holiness of value. It's not intrinsically holiness. Vahai, but whereas Reishis Degan Chachuma, Kedushas Haguf, Pasukle, we had to interrupt the two from each other with the word Reishis, and then Vahadar Arvile, then we have to combine them with a Vav. All right, now another explanation why we don't learn the source that a partnership with a guy exempts you from Reishis Hages based on the word Degan Cha, your grain, that's said in regards to Truma. Yibayis Eimal, what else I can tell you? Shutfas Ovei Kocham B'Truma Rabbanan Chiv Michayiv. The Rabbanan hold it if there's a guy who's a partner in a field, you have to give Truma. And they don't, therefore, they don't learn from Degancha to exempt. It's Tanya, as we learned in a Braisi. If a Jew and a Gentile buy a field together, Tevel, v'chulin, murav, and zebazet. On the one hand, you have chulin and you have Tevel mixed together. Divrei Rebbe, that's the view of Rebbe. Shem Gamliel Omer, no. Shem Gamliel says no. Shel Yisrael chayiv. The portion of the Jew is obligated in Shumas and Maisa, Shalom, v'chulin, and pater. Whereas that's only when they divide up, whereas the Gentile's portion is exempt. Ad kan lo plig yelo de mar savar yesh breira, u mar savar ein breira. There's the argument. One holds that once they divide, then retroactively you knew where they were divided. Avol shutfas dovid kochavim. But if they're really a partnership and they're not dividing, the partnership between a Jew and a Gentile, divrei hakol chayeves. Everybody agrees that it is obligated. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, they hold like this view, even when you have a partnership with a Gentile, you are obligated, the Israel is obligated in Shuma. So the word Degancha is not telling me that a partnership with a Gentile is exempt from Shuma. So therefore, you can't learn from there that a partnership with a Gentile should be exempt from Reishis Hages. I need to have a Pasuk to tell me that a partnership with a Gentile would exempt you from Reishis Hages.